We welcome each and every single one of you to the Master's Call. My name is Tiffany Lauderdale. I am here in Southern California. I have tagged this Thursday as Thy Kingdom Come, Thy Will Be Done on Earth as It Is in Heaven Thursday. That can be found in Matthew 6 and 10. And let us go to God in prayer. Majestic Father, I thank you for you reign. I thank you, God, that you are our refuge and you are our strength, that you are our shepherd. I thank you for this day, July 3rd, 2014, God, a day that we have never seen, where dreams will be manifest and seen in this day, God. I thank you, Father God, that your kingdom comes and that your will be done on earth as it is in heaven, God. Not our will, God, but your will be done in our lives on this day. And I'm asking you to move every single mountain that would be in our way. We call those things that be not as if they are, God. And I ask right now that you would intervene in our lives right now in the name of Jesus. I come lifting up Joni to you as she is in ICU, but she has dialed into this, the Master's Call, God. I speak total and complete healing in the name of Jesus, and I decree and declare that she shall live and not die, oh God. I thank you for the founders of the Master's Call, Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon and Dr. P.K. Roberts. I thank you for each of my intercessor sisters on this line, oh God. And I thank you for each of my family members who have dialed in right now and those that will listen later, God. I thank you for the man of God, Pastor John, as he will come this morning, Father. I pray right now in the name of Jesus that you would increase in him as he decreases, that your word will go forth unhindered, uncontaminated, in the name of Jesus, Father. And as we go through this day, God, every dream will be revealed. Every goal will be met. And we decree and declare that no weapon formed against us shall prosper. We are more than conquerors. And God, on this July 3rd day, we have the victory because thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. In Jesus' name, I decree and declare to be so. Amen, amen, and amen. And at this time, it is an honor, privilege, and pleasure to turn this call over to my wonderful Mississippi Queen sister, Brenda Terrell. Are you
praise
there?
God. I'm here. Can you hear me?
I hear you loud and clear, my sister. Take it away.
God bless you. God bless you, Minister Tiffany. And thank you. Thank you so much for seating and greeting everyone on this call with that awesome prayer, that powerful prayer, and that tag, thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven Thursday. Praise God. Good morning, TMC family, and welcome once again to the Master's Call. This is Minister Brenda Terrell from Ocean Springs, Mississippi. We're excited and delighted to have each and every one of you on the call today. If this is your first time on the call, we welcome you with the warmest of kingdom's greetings, and you're the in store for a blessing this morning. We thank God for starting this call in October 2010 through two wonderful women of God, our co-founders, Dr. P.K. Roberts, who is also known as the Ambassador of Artists International, and Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon, who is better known as our Mother Eagle. This call is about honoring and glorifying the Master, Jesus Christ, our Savior. So we're encouraging you to invite your family and friends and tell them that this is a wonderful, it's a great way to start their day. Our scripture reference is Psalms 88:13, and it says, "But to you I have cried out, O Lord, and in the morning my prayer comes before you." We have a mission statement, which is to enrich, enhance, and empower believers as they begin their day. We have a website that you can go to, and it's called www.themasterscall.net. That's www.themasterscall.net. All messages have been archived on that site. If you have any prayer requests, praise reports, or you may desire to become a part of this ministry by greeting the callers or delivering a word from the Lord. You may do so by submitting your request to our email address, which is info@themasterscall.net. That's info@themasterscall.net. And Dr. Vanessa or Minister Robin, our prayer general, will contact you. You heard me mention Artis International. It's the greatest health and wellness company on this side of heaven, with wonderful healthy products that change lives daily. You can learn more about that on our call that we have directly after this call, and it's hosted by our Platinum President, Dr. Dorothy Cook, and a team of leaders. That number is 530-881-1300. That's 530-881-1300. And the PIN is 539-598-POUND. That's 539-598-POUND. You call this same number every night to hear the history, the testimonials, and how this awesome company has changed so many lives. The time will be at 9 p.m. Eastern Time, 8 p.m. Central Time, 6 p.m. Pacific Time. And that's every night except on Tuesday nights. The time will be 8 p.m. Eastern Time, 7 p.m. Central Time, and 5 p.m. Pacific Time. If you haven't heard, the next Artist Empowerment Conference will be held in the Bahamas in November. We're so excited. We're looking forward to God doing another glorious moment in that conference. You can sign up today for only $99, which is the early registration price. So I encourage you to do so by going to www.artistempowermentconference.com. That's www.artistempowermentconference.com. You don't want to miss this event. I won't prolong the time because we're ready to hear the word of God. Our speaker for this morning is a blessed man of God. He's Pastor Glenn John, who was born in the island of Trinidad and Tobago, and as a young man in 1974, he gave his life to Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior, under the ministry of Evangelist Jeremiah Prescott. He was then baptized in water, and later he received the gift of the Holy Ghost. He attended Duke Street Pentecostal Cathedral Church under the leadership of Pastor David Webster of Barbados, where he continued to pray and worship God in all-night prayer meetings. And he later joined hospital ministries, prison ministry, the shelter ministry, and open-air ministry. And it is during those years he sensed the call of God upon his life. On October 25, 1992, he was publicly ordained and set apart to the work of the gospel ministry by the Bishop of God's Battalion of Prayer Ministries, the Reverend Dr. Alfred S. Cockfield, located in Brooklyn, New York. He is now the founder and pastor of Christ Ambassadors Apostolic Church, located in Brooklyn, New York. And the Lord has taken his ministry to Brooklyn, to Queens, New Jersey, Atlanta, Pennsylvania, the Virgin Islands, just to name a few. He is an anointed man of God who is totally committed to the cause of Christ. For over 20 years, he has preached an uncompromising gospel. His preaching demands that you seek the face of God in reverence. To this day, he stands with insurmountable faith and the power of God in his life. A true warrior and general in the army of the Lord, he is literally unstoppable in fulfilling his call to advance the kingdom of God. His mandate and passion in ministry is teaching the body of Christ the importance of developing and maintaining an intimate relationship with Jesus, with an emphasis on the importance of true worship and total praise to our Lord and Savior, meeting the natural and physical needs of people in the inner city community through food for the homeless, shelter, missionary, clothing outlet, community outreaches, are just a few of his projects. Evangelist Pastor Glenn John is a devoted husband and loving father. His heartfelt desire is to see a revival come to the entire church world. Ultimately, he is the man after God's own heart, and he touches lives across the United States and the Caribbean. Pastor John is a diamond president with Artists International, a member of the Kings of Artists, and his team were the recent winner of the contest, bringing in more than 50 new distributors during the contest. He is campaigning across the country right now with the Health and Prosperity Convention. And in Artists, he is known as the King of Lviv because of his powerful testimony. It is my pleasure and honor to introduce to some and present to others none other than Pastor Glenn John from Brooklyn, New York. Are you there, Pastor John?
Could you hear me?
Yes, I can. Loud and clear. Take it away, man of God.
Okay, thank you very much, my sister. And one request before I begin. The biography and all the stuff that you have read, thanks for the kind words, but I like to humble myself. Next time you don't need to go into all the stuff because it's not about me. So it's too much for me to at this morning. But nevertheless, I say greetings to Dr. Witherspoon, I got noise on this phone. Could you hear me? Okay, good now. Yes. And say greetings to Dr. P.K. Roberts, the founder of this call, and all God's people, the hosts, moderators, and everyone in the name of Jesus. I want to speak on a topic this morning. It may look bad, feel bad, or stinky bad, but it's not bad. Don't expect it to be bad, because it's not. It is not bad. I want to face reality this morning because we, by now, some of us have been struggling with talk, this thing is bad, so many people leave the company and the company is going down, maybe some says out of business, some says it's still in business, everyone has an opinion. But instead of productive time, we are crying because we believe it's stink and it's bad. Here's what King James says in the book of St. John chapter 11 verse 39. Jesus said, take away the stone. Take away the hindrance, it means. Martha, the sister of him that was dead, said unto him, Lord, by this time he stinketh, for he had been dead 4 days. My friends, on Sunday morning, the woman who came to the tomb, hallelujah, with low expectation, they expected to find Christ dead, even though he told them repeatedly that he will rise in 3 days. They woke up expecting a bad day, hallelujah. Just like many of us, we wake up every morning and when we look at our situation and the organizations we're in because of the times that we are living in right now, we are waking up, some of us, with low expectation. There are many people today who begin each day with low expectations. Attitude sets the tone of every day of our lives. The attitudes that we carry to work, to school, to the community, our churches have a great effect on the way we appreciate every day. It is dangerous to prejudge the day before it begins. In the same manner, it is also troublesome to prejudge every situation before it actually unfolds. Don't you realize that every story that you heard in the Bible, we celebrate because we're able to read the beginning and the end, but in the process, there is something that takes place because Jesus Christ, when they went there, they found that he was risen. So when they thought it was bad, it was time to rejoice. When Israel stood at the banks of the sea where there were many who had already prejudged the situation and concluded that they were lost, Pharaoh's army was behind them and the Red Sea was in front of them, making the possibility of survival very slim. The wind was blowing, but they did not understand why. The waves on the water were rippling, but they didn't understand why. They saw all these signs, expect defeat, and begin to complain. That is why Moses told them to stand back and see the salvation of God. And I'm saying the same thing to all of us, to stand back, because you see people leaving and you don't understand why. And this one supposedly was a supposed to be a leader? And what does make us a leader is the question most of us have to ask. But nevertheless, this one saying this and this one saying that. What is going on? Things look like, oh, helter-skelter. But I come to tell you, it is not bad, because when Jesus carried Martha, hallelujah, Mary and Martha to the tomb of Lazarus, they expected the worst. Lazarus had been dead for 4 days. They expected what they considered to be reality. They began to complain to Jesus. If you have been here, my brother would not have died. Some of us are complaining. If such and such, they do such and such, maybe this will not have happened. But the point is, it happened, and we are in the middle of the storm right now. And I pray that we know how to ride it out. They did not expect to see their brother again, despite the fact that Jesus was by their side. You see, my friends, say, Pastor, why don't take times and go into illustration? I'm working with a clock this morning, so I got to push on, and I trust that you got it. They approach the situation with low expectation. Yes, my friends, Jesus said to them to take away the stone, to remove the hindrance. Could you remove the hindrance that is hindering you this morning? Do you rely on Jesus, or you're relying on man? Because it's troublesome when someone leaves, so that we get up in the morning and, oh, I cannot work because this person is no longer here. My friends, you're putting your trust in man. Oh, praise God. Martha, the sister of him that was dead, said unto him, Lord, by this time he stinketh. This is King James' description. By this time it's so bad that he stinketh, for he has been dead for 4 days. I come to tell you something, that when Lazarus was buried, could it make sense that the worm eat him up, and then the rat eat the worm, and the cat eat the rat? Oh, praise God. But then, thanks be to God, in a stinky situation, in a bad situation, a situation that seems like it cannot, hallelujah, have a remedy here. Oh, praise God. Do you feel like your situation this morning is stinking? Do you feel like your situation this morning that there is no remedy because it's dead? Then Jesus shouted, Lazarus, come out, come forth. Then the cat vomit out the rat, and the rat vomit out the worm, and the worm vomit out Lazarus, and the dead man came out, his hands and feet bound in grave clothes, his face wrapped up in head cloth. Jesus told him, unwrap him and let him go. I come to tell someone, it is not bad this morning, because the woman with the issue of blood, on the other hand, a woman who had an issue of blood heard that Jesus was passing by. Do you got some issues in your life? I want to tell you this morning, could I tell someone something, that Jesus is passing by. Jesus is here. Have no fear. Do you got some issues that taking place, that some logical issues, because the upline did me wrong, and the downline did me bad, and they're the leaders supposed to be this, and they're supposed to be that. I come to tell you that put no trust in man, because when in Mark chapter 5 verse 27, the Bible tells me that she heard about Jesus. You see, my friends, she did not hear about Peter. She did not hear about the disciples. She never heard, hallelujah, about John and Andrew and Nathaniel. She heard about Jesus. Can I tell somebody something? She felt that if she could push her way through the crowd and touch the hem of his garment, she will be healed and made whole. I feel like pushing. I don't know about you, but I feel like pushing this morning. I feel like, hallelujah, praying until something happened. Push until something happened. It did not matter, oh, that the crowd was big. It didn't matter, oh God, in the name of Jesus, she expected to see Jesus. It didn't matter that she was old and sick. She expected to be satisfied. It didn't matter that she had an issue of blood for 12 years. She expected to see my Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Today, there are many of us who are living, hallelujah, through personal drought. Some are spiritually dry. Some are praying for showers of blessing, but they leave home every day with low expectation. If you pray for rain and rain is in God's will, carry, it's time to walk with your umbrella and boots and raincoat. If you pray for blessing and blessing is in God's will, it does not matter how your day begins. Expect a showers of blessing. It does not matter who stays in Addis International or not. My expectation is high. I can tell you one thing and I can speak for myself. I'm going to sing in. I'm going to do like Job. I'm going to wait until my change come. I tell you this morning right now, I am keeping it real. This is a message of hope to realize it's time we pick up the pieces. It's time we shake off and feel good of ourselves. Don't even look back and keep talking about people. Just going forward because there is a mark, hallelujah. There's a prize for you to obtain. But you must run this race. It looks bad. It feels bad. It's stinky bad. But it's not bad. I come to tell you the company will survive. The question is, it will survive with you or without you. If you want to leave, the faster you leave this morning, it's better for all of us. You say, preacher, you're encouraging people to leave. What are you doing to us? I trust God that in this stinky situation, that the worms will have to swallow me back up. I thank God that the cat have to vomit up the rat, and the rat have to vomit up the worm, and the worm needs to vomit me back up so I can come forth in a whole peace and begin again. The Bible says in John chapter 12, Lazarus was sitting on the table with Jesus eating food. Do you realize there come a time when you will sit on the table? The psalmist David says, Lord, you prepare a table before me in the presence of my enemies. Do you understand? Do you wake up this morning and realize if Jesus is on your side, if God is for you, who can be against you? If God is on your side, what are you going to worry about? What are you crying for in the name of Jesus? The situation may look grim. Your numbers might be dark. But Jesus says he can rise it up. He can restore it again. But we must heal. We must be determined to do like the woman with the issue of blood. To press on. To push on. And don't let go. Don't you let anyone come in your life and give you wrong-goat advice about leaving, about going to another place. The right place is here this morning. But I come to tell you something. We have to realize that Jesus is in the house. It is bad. It looks bad. It feels bad. It's stinky bad. King James said, by now he's stinking. By now the situation in Addis International, let's keep it real, it's stinking. But hallelujah, it's time to come again. It's time to get the issue solved. Oh, show us a blessing. In Jesus' name. Oh, I thank you for listening. In Jesus' name, amen and amen.
Brenda?
Yes, nobody's there?
Can you hear me?
Could you hear you now?
Praise God. Praise God. Praise God. Thank God for that awesome word. It may think it, it may look bad, it may feel bad, but praise God, God has delivered us. Hallelujah. Let's go before the Lord in prayer. Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you, O God. We glorify you, Father, for doing a great work through us, Lord God. We thank you, Father, for the blood of Jesus, the word of God, and the testimonies of the saints. And Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God, we're lifting up those that are sick, those that are shut in, Lord God. We lift up Joni, Lord, who is in ICU. And Father God, you told us by the blood of Jesus, by the word of God, hallelujah, that she is healed. By the stripes of Jesus Christ, we decree and declare that she is healed. Hallelujah. We thank you, Father God, because you watch over your word to perform it. So perform your word in a mighty way, Lord God. We thank you, Father, for the victory through Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. Father God, we thank you, Lord, for the bereaved families, oh God. We ask that you comfort them, that you keep them, that you protect them, Lord. Put your arms around them, Father. Let them know that you are there, Lord God. You said in your word, many of the afflictions of the righteous, but the Lord delivered them out of them all. And I thank you, Father, that your word is forever settled in heaven. Father God, we thank you, Lord God, that situations we may go through, Lord God, they may be sticky. They may look bad. They may feel bad. They may look bad. Hallelujah. But through the Christ of our Savior, we thank you, Lord, that we can trust in you with all our hearts and lean not to our own understanding. In all our ways, acknowledge you. You said you will direct our paths. And we thank you, Father, for each and every caller on this call, Lord God. We ask that you keep them, protect them, and strengthen them. Let them know, Father, that they can push through any stinky situation, knowing that you're there with them, Father. We thank you, Father, for Pastor John and his family. We thank you for anointing this man and that you're keeping him, Father. Lord God, restore and restore and replenish him, Lord God, as he poured into your people this morning. We give your name the praise and glory for doing the work, not by might, it's not by power of man, but it's by the spirit of the true and living God. We thank you for every good and perfect gift coming from you, O God, and we give your name the praise and the glory. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Remember, we have a playback number, you guys, and I know you want to go back and hear this awesome, awesome message. And that number is 712-432-1085. That's 712-432-1085. And the PIN is 957-677-POUND, 957-677-POUND. Remember that the motivational call is coming up directly after this one. That number is 530-881-1300. And the PIN is 539-598-POUND. I thank God for each and every one of you. Thank you, Pastor John, for such a powerful word. Thank you, Minister Tiffany, for meeting and greeting the people. And I say happy 4th of July. Have a safe and blessed one. We'll see you again tomorrow. God bless each of you. And be back on the call tomorrow morning at this same time. Pastor Glenn John, would you please close us out with the word of prayer?
Oh, praise the Lord. God, I thank you because it may look bad, feel bad or stinky bad, but it's not bad. May the Lord bless you and protect you. May the Lord smile on you and be gracious to you. May the Lord show you his favor and give you his peace in Jesus' name. And everybody say amen and amen. Have a great day today and a better one tomorrow. In Jesus' name, amen.